Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was not a great weekend for New York sports yet again. And I know you guys were in here Friday. You covered the Jalen Brunson injury. Knicks lost again Friday night. Giancarlo Stanton may end up needing season-ending surgery on these elbow issues, which he called severe, which apparently stem from the swing adjustments that he's made over time. So you got that. The Rangers blew a 3-1 lead and lost in overtime Saturday in Ottawa with Brady Tkachuk netting the game winner. That was rough.
That's good they bounced back yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's at the end of this list here. Brandon Nimmo was supposed to return to the Met lineup. He can only ramp it up to 85% running because of the knee. So that got pushed back. Gerrit Cole probably needs Tommy John surgery. Francisco Alvarez fractured the hamate bone in his left hand. He's out 6 to 8 weeks. And then, yes, to cap it off, the Rangers in a very important game after tying the game with not one, but two shorthanded goals on the same penalty kill that allowed four unanswered goals and lost 7-3.
All right, thanks,
so that's pretty much how the weekend went
optimistic.
As far as the pro sports teams are concerned. So that's not great. Yes, you do have NFL legal tampering beginning today at noon. Teams are permitted to speak with pending free agents from rival clubs. I don't know if this is unrelated, but Twitter is a mess right now.
Like you
can't,
what regard?
It's not, you can't, it's
it doesn't
not
working.
Work? So I don't
really?
Know. Maybe they're doing a little refresher of the server ahead of all the activity that's coming later today, but looks like maybe it's back now, but I couldn't get anything to work out there
in
the newsroom.
Yeah, maybe it's our internet.
Time ago. Could be.
By the way, speaking of Twitter and NFL, I just thought of this when I'm looking at Al, and you know how he doesn't want his, I shouldn't even say his athletes, he doesn't watch anything, but like he doesn't want athletes doing anything that might injure them, especially if they're in line for a big contract. And I don't know if this is real, so I'm going to preface it by saying this could be a ball sack sports spot.
Barnacles?
I don't know.
A barnacle spot?
Maybe.
Okay.
Please, if you could, and you tell me if it's real or not, Micah Parsons is up for a big deal with the Cowboys, correct? Anybody?
Oh, yeah. After the Miles Garrett one, yeah.
Yeah. Take a look at the video that was posted of him petting a lion. Now, maybe this is AI. Maybe this was 5 years ago.
He went on that trip with C.J. Stroud, and you know they did the sumo wrestling and everything. So I wouldn't be surprised if this was
like
part of the.
He's sitting down next to a lion,
yeah,
and petting it like it's a pussycat.
Mm.
That thing could have turned around and eaten him. What is going on?
Maybe the lion was tranquilized. Is that possible?
It was wide awake. Now, you want to tell me they shot a sedative into it?
That's
maybe.
What I mean. Yeah.
It's
sorry,
still a lion.
Right.
And I know that's his nick. I mean, give me a
conscious
break.
Lion.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah, no, that's real. Yeah.
I mean.
Well, yeah. I mean, this has to be like a docile lion, right? I mean, they're
it's a lion.
They're not putting
it's
him in that spot.
It's the cowardly lion, G.
Good God.
But I mean, so, yeah.
It has to be a docile
lion. It's gotta be. And by the way, when you were out in your adventure and wherever the hell you were in, where were you at? Montana?
Yellowstone.
Yeah, okay, fine. Oh. And you had, what were those animals that were walking past you? Like
Bison.
Did you see the video of the bison that hit the woman and shot her up into the air? That could have been you.
Yeah, well, you know.
Not with that big jacket on.
Oh, there we go. There it is right there. It's on CBS Sports Network. Look how slow that thing is.
Holy
that's
crap.
A docile bison.
Yeah,
right
that
there.
Thing's there. That thing's not looking to hurt anybody. It's just, you know, loitering.
Oh,
just hanging
God.
Out.
Ay, ay, ay. Anyhow, we're all idiots.
Maybe Micah Parsons will do the Cowboys a favor. Get eaten by the lion. They won't have to pay him a long-term contract extension.
I mean, it's very rare that a lion like
attacks.
That is going to...
What do you mean a lion like that?
It's a lion, it's a docile lion.
Well, I'll tell you, a lion that they're having people pet like the Siegfried and Roy they did years and years before
that didn't
the
work tiger in his face.
Right. But think about all those
one
years.
One day it snapped.
Right, well, okay. But
you want to take that chance that it's not the day it snaps?
I think
what
I might.
Oh, come on. What a terrible
no,
way
No, I honestly might. Come if on. I could pet a lion, they're telling me, listen, this lion is done attacking
Here.
People.
It feels just like a lion. Pet the beard.
Come on. I don't think so, man.
My God.
Oh,
boy.
I don't know.
That's fun.
This is crazy.
All right, speaking of crazy, all the NFL movement before we even get to the 12 o'clock time today and the legal tampering, you've got DK Metcalf going from the Seahawks to the Steelers via trade, plus this extension, which will tack on the 1 year he had left. It'll be 5 years, $150 million from the Steelers. Very un-Steelers.
Yeah, I was going to say. Strange. Yeah. Different for them. You know, they always draft their wide receivers and find them. Yeah, and then let them go eventually. Yeah, to trade for a guy and then sign to a big contract from another organization is, yes, very un-Steeler-like.
Yes, especially because their quarterback situation for the moment is unsettled.
Yeah.
As far as we know, maybe behind closed doors, they already have a pretty good idea of which direction they're going. You got the Josh Allen record-setting extension, 6 years, $330 million, $250 mil guaranteed. It is the largest guaranteed total ever given to an NFL player.
$55 million a year. Go lose to Patrick Mahomes again. maybe he'll break through eventually.
They'll win, right?
You know, George Pickens and DK Metcalf have the same number. I think George Pickens just gives it up to DK Metcalf.
Not a chance in hell.
Yeah, no way. No. That, the way that guy is,
no way.
DK Metcalf's going to have to get a different number.
Oof. Or pay him really something pay up. Significantly to get him to give it up for sure. You guys touched on Myles Garrett, so obviously so much for leaving town to go win. He stays in Cleveland. He's got a record extension averaging $40 million per year, so the money's just being thrown around, as it always is this time of year as you get into free agency. Were you surprised at all that Devontae Adams settled on his next location before we know where Aaron Rodgers is going? That kind of... Well, I raised my eyebrow at that a little bit.
No.
Okay.
And the reason why is because they tried to get back together, and they looked good for a couple games, but it was just like...
It didn't work,
and now, see ya. Mm. I'm not going to do this again and just pair up. I mean, it was...
That felt like more of a Jet thing than a Rodgers-Adams thing.
Yeah,
myself.
But I mean, it was just embarrassing, like the way he introduced himself in the background of Rodgers' yeah. Zoom on McAfee. It just didn't work, you know? Yeah.
And like, going to L.A., I mean, good quarterback, good team, good for him.
No, yeah, it's a good landing spot for him, for sure, now that they know that Matthew Stafford's sticking around. So from that standpoint, 2 years for Adams and the Rams. Also from Friday, and I know you guys mentioned it, the Raiders did acquire Geno Smith in a trade with Seattle, so the Seahawks are just selling everybody off, apparently. So Las Vegas gave up a 2025 third-round pick to get Smith back, reuniting him with Pete Carroll. So Geno and Richard Sherman didn't cross paths in Seattle, but Sherman, as you know, still keeps a close eye on that team and will comment on them from time to time. So he's a Geno fan, which is illustrated in this point here and his opinion from his podcast, Post Trade.
I know that there's a piece of the Seattle Seahawks fan base that feels like, oh, we can do so much better than Geno. No, I don't think you can.
I like the dramatic pause there. Telling the Seahawks fans, yeah, not so much. Yeah, you know, careful what you wish for. Let's go to hoops now. You got the Nets and the Lakers tonight. Coverage on the Fan 720. LA just had its 8-game winning streak snap Saturday in Boston. Knicks at Kings late night out west. That'll be a 10:30 tip from Sacramento. And the Kings coming off of this from last night.
Leonard against the world with 6. Dribbles it with 5. Right elbow with 4. Kawhi with 3. Back to the basket. Spins into the paint. The floater for the win. Rolls in! And the Clippers come back to beat the Kings! 111-110!
Clippers radio, what's so funny?
Blah, blah. You got it, it's like, blah, blah.
Now, the reason I was surprised to read this morning that was only the second career buzzer-beating winner from Kawhi Leonard.
Well, never plays.
Well, but the other, of course,
was
being
that
the
famous
infamous
one, yeah,
playoff buzzer-beater against the Sixers in the conference semis. So, yeah, I mean, I know he doesn't play a lot, but you figured somewhere along the way he would have dropped one at the buzzer, but no, apparently not. Another notable from yesterday or last night, Thunder over the Nuggets, 127-103, 40 points from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander as Oklahoma City just continues to roll, and that was after Denver beat the Suns in OT Friday night, 149-141. Did you catch the Jokic stat line in that one?
Yeah, it was 30, 20, and 20.
31 points, 22 assists, 21 rebounds, first triple-double of its kind.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
So, but yeah, they didn't fare so well against the Thunder yesterday.
Cleveland's won 14 in a row again.
Yeah, amazing.
Like 54-11
I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think, something like that.
That sounds right, yeah. 54-10, 54-11, something like that. Big East tournament begins Wednesday. Seton Hall will be the 11 seed. They draw Villanova. The winner plays the 3 seed UConn Thursday night. St. John's is the one. They'll play the winner of Providence and Butler.
Did you see their win Saturday?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was. I'm not to point out the negative, but I'm a little bit concerned about their defense the last couple of
Fair
games.
Enough.
It's not the same as it was, but I mean, yes, the ending was awesome. It was dramatic.
Storybook.
It's insane what's going on with the Seas. Yeah, from a positive standpoint, that was great. The end of that game was awesome. But they're giving up too many points. Which means they're also scoring more points, which is a positive. Mm-hmm. But if they're really going to make a run, I mean, they have to be suffocating on defense. So,
speaking of the ending to this Marquette game,
yeah.
Basically ran out of breath.
RJ Lewis with 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 1-on-1. Lewis, straight away 3, bouncing off back iron, no good. Rebound comes to Ross, taken away by Wilson. Edgefor loops it up and good at the buzzer. 10 seconds. How about that? The Red Storm come away with the victory here in Milwaukee, 86-84. Wow.
There's a lot going on in that play.
And no breath. He's giving you all the detail. He's on top of it. He's in his glory. He's having a blast. And as the Johnny's closing out with a victory there.
And you know he's really, really enjoying this.
Oh, he has.
I mean, this is like as good as it gets for him.
I saw him at UConn. He is enjoying the season very much and hoping for a deep run.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Rutgers will be the 11 seed for this week's Big Ten tournament. They'll face USC in the nightcap Wednesday from Indianapolis. They capped off their regular season with an OT win yesterday.
Patterson, dribble drive, jump pass, taken away by Harper. Harper.
Now who's this guy?
Goes right at the rim, lays it in. And Rutgers takes a 69-63 lead with 1:42 to go in overtime.
And not Minko quality, but okay.
Look at that. But you got the job done there in overtime against Minnesota.
Yeah, it was a good game. It was a really good game.
And that essentially, because the Minnesota's, one seed behind them, right?
That was for seeding purposes yesterday.
Correct. So there you go. Good ending on a high note and heading into the tournament.
That Michigan game, man.
Yeah.
That Michigan game. Killer.
Yeah, that was rough. We had some fun with that one the next morning.
I'm sure you did.
Sorry to say.
I'm sure you did.
Well, listen, I can't talk right now because my Rangers had a brutal weekend. We mentioned Saturday blowing the lead in Ottawa, and then again yesterday they tie the game on home ice against Columbus, a team that's right ahead of them in the wild card race, and they basically fell on their face after that.
And Riemsdyk to Werenski. Outside, that was Corrali with a pass. They score! The pass from Sean Corrali.
Normally, you try to seize momentum, right? So Chris Kreider scores the shorthanded goal, the second one with Zibanejad, 2-on-0, and they're playing tic-tac-toe with the passing. Garden goes nuts. Kreider's going nuts. And then it's like, that's enough for today. And they gave up 2 in like a minute 40 seconds at the end of the second period. Couple more in the third. They lose 7-3.
Sam Rosen can't go out like this. The hell with the Rangers.
I don't know,
they
man.
They need to get to the post. He's got to call at least that one round of playoff games.
Well, here's the thing. And a lot of people are like, it's the Ranger fan. The season's over. Those two teams. It was terrible. Two teams that they could have gained some points on, but they're still one out.
I know.
So, I mean, there's like 18
games left.
Do it
for Sam. St. John's is doing it for Minko.
I mean, he's trying to weld out. He's trying to weld them in with his calls when the good things happen.
You know, RJ Lewis, man, we're just doing this for Mink. None of it really means anything to us personally. We're just doing this for John Minko.
I don't know necessarily. He knows who John Minko is.
No.
RJ Lewis?
No.
Come on, Mink. Wait a second.
I'm telling you, these kids are in another world.
If anybody knows, it's him.
I'm not saying they don't recognize
him. These guys. I mean, Harper was in here in studio.
Yeah, and if I walked past... That's it.
So you just deal with Pikel.
I deal with
you
coaches.
You don't deal with the coaching with the players
staff
at all.
No, the coaching staff.
Coaching
the players,
staff.
No. There's a couple of them that are incredibly, I don't want to say respectful. They're all respectful, and they're all very nice kids for the most part. But they head down. They get on the bus with their head down, with their headphones on and the phone. They get off the same way. They don't know. You talk to the coaches and the support staff.
That's concerning to me.
Why?
That these guys are not interacting with people? You just said head down on the phone?
They're not interacting with Minko.
Right,
with those guys, like me. Right, that's what I mean.
What about amongst each other? I would hope.
Yeah, for sure. But that's in the back of the bus.
All right.
That's where they
all
sit.
All the traveling you guys do, the flights, and never no conversation.
I'm telling you right now, you've got the coaching staff, you've got the players, and you got the rest of us. And the rest.
It's a little depressing.
The rest. No, it's fine. They're 18 to 19-year-old kids.
I get that. But, I mean, you spend the year, you're covering, you're calling their action.
Yeah.
You know?
There was one time a couple of years ago where, I'm not going to mention the player, but he had been there for a couple of years. That's all I'll say. And at one point on one of these road trips, he says to one of the assistant coaches, "Why do they come with us?" I had no idea what we did, even though we would be sitting there courtside with these things on.
Right.
No idea what we were doing.
You would think, like, you know, somewhere along the way, a highlight would make it onto their, like, social media feed or something.
They're not paying attention to that. They wouldn't know.
All right, fair enough. Devils beat the Flyers down in Philly 3-1 behind Jake Allen and Cody Glass, who scored in his Devils debut, as they look to solidify their playoff spot despite all the injuries they've dealt with. And the Islanders did lose to the Ducks out in Anaheim 4-1 after taking down the Sharks the night before. There you have it.